Thanks to our beloved on-demand listeners, Issues Etc. continues to rank among the top podcasts in religion and spirituality. You can help us climb the charts by subscribing, rating, and reviewing Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit the subscription button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for other podcast listeners to find Issues Etc. Help us cast ChristNet on the internet. Subscribe, rate, and review Issues Etc. today.
Abortion needs to be legal so that we don't have children who are growing up in poorer circumstances. Because these wealthy Americans are often living in a bubble, their assumption is that these lives aren't worth living.
Through the entirety of the Old Testament, the wrath of God is simply a constant. But there's a problem that arises when people try to pretend that there's a change in the New Testament.
It was inevitable that people would follow in his footsteps in criticizing the canon and pitting different pieces of scripture against each other. Luther taught him how to do that.
The Lutheran Church I was finding to be a fulfillment of all the other things I've found in the other strains of Christianity that had influenced me.
New York City subway riders love Issues Etc.
Scripture talks about sowing the wind and reaping the whirlwind, and we're living that right now. We've sown a lot of wind, and the whirlwind, moral, social, political, spiritual, the whirlwind that surrounds us is, well, sometimes it threatens to overwhelm us. It will not, of course. We are safe in Jesus Christ, but we do have to live through it. One of the things we have sown is fatherlessness. And what we have reaped by way of the whirlwind there is more than just a few consequences. One of them, not a small one, an increase in crime. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live this Friday afternoon, June the 18th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to talk about fatherlessness and the increase in crime with Maurice Richards. He's author of a column for The Federalist titled, "For Less Policing, Black Communities Need More Married Fathers." Noelle Maring will join us. She is author of a new book called Awake, Not Woke, and we'll talk about a Christian response to progressive ideology, a first part of a conversation with her. We'll go through listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line. Then we're going to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You can vote in advance at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesZTC, by sending us a tweet at IssuesZTC, an email talkback at IssuesZTC.org, or call and vote when we're doing Soundbite of the Week live, 1-877-623-MYIE. Joining us to discuss fatherlessness and the increase in crime, Maurice Richards. He's former chief of the Martinsburg Police Department in West Virginia. He holds a doctorate in adult education from Northern Illinois University, and he's author of a column for The Federalist titled, "For Less Policing, Black Communities Need More Married Fathers." Maurice, welcome.
Thanks, Todd, and please call me Maury.
Maury, tell us about a speech that then-President Barack Obama gave 13 years ago about fatherhood and the black community.
Absolutely, and this was on Father's Day in 2008. I remember it well. I was still in Chicago at the time. And, you know, he had a theme that really resonated with traditional Judeo-Christian values. And basically, you know, and I'll quote him, he said, of all the rocks upon which we build our lives, we are reminded today that the family is most important and that the father is critical to that foundation. I really think President Obama, at that time, he was still Senator Obama, he hit it right on the head, Todd.
So how has President Obama's message been abandoned by groups like Black Lives Matter?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at that whole phenomenon, you have to realize what Black Lives Matter is all about. You know, this is a Marxist revolutionary organization that wants to literally tear down the very foundation of our society. So it's not so much that they abandon that, but they have a totally different agenda, a different value system that has nothing to do with promoting the values that, you know, we cherish here in America.
What is the Marxist vision for not just black families, but all families?
Well, you know, if you look at, you know, the whole history of communism, and really any totalitarian movement, fascism as well, one of the first things they have to do is destroy that family unit. Because, you know, inside that basic family unit, mother, father, children, that's where kids learn their basic values, where they learn self-control. That's where they learn how to be responsible adults. And when you take that away, you can gain total control. And, you know, that's what these hard leftists are all about.
So why do the advocates of Black Lives Matter, why do they consider it necessary to undermine fatherhood in the black community?
Well, I would say that, of course, it's, you know, focused on the black community because, you know, that's their main objective. But it really, it transfers to any family situation. But, you know, if you can, you know, get the father out of a home, you're going to totally destabilize that family. And, you know, we've seen that all over this country, you know, with the incredible rise of births out of wedlock and no fathers in the home. You know, it's most pronounced in the black community. Nationally, it's 70%. In inner city areas, it can be high as 90. But it's not just a black problem. If you look at other demographic groups in Hispanic families, it's 52% no fathers. And even in white families, it's up to 28%, which is very significant because, if you remember, all the way back in 1965, Daniel Patrick Moynihan did a really amazing report predicting that at the time, the black percentage of families with no fathers was 25%. And he saw that as a coming catastrophe. And that's what's happening in the black community, but it's happening everywhere, and it's something we have to turn around.
How does fatherlessness lead to more crime?
Well, you know, there's a number of reasons, but I mean, first you look at who commits most crime in society, black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. It's males. And if you don't socialize, you know, a young boy and then a young man into the civilized norms of society, self-control, getting control of impulses, sexual and violent impulses. If you can't really do the proper parental training of that boy and becomes a young man, he's going to be out of control. And that's something that fathers can do a lot better than mothers. You know, it's just a fact of life.
What is Black Lives Matter's explanation for the rise in crime?
Well, you know, I don't know if they care about the rise in crime. I mean, you know, their explanation of everything is that it's systemic racism, which, you know, they never explain or, you know, care to debate or try to give them the evidence for. Crime is not something that they're worried about controlling. In fact, everything they've done has resulted in more crime. And if you look at their ultimate goals, if you have out of control crime all over this country, you have chaos. And when you have chaos, it's easy to tear down the rest of the structures of our society, which is their ultimate goal.
Now, Black Lives Matter has been strongly associated with movements to defund police departments in major cities. How has that solution worked out with respect to crime?
Well, it's been a total catastrophe. You know, if you look at every major city, which are almost all Democrat-run cities that have accepted and endorsed this defund the police movement, there are astronomical increases in violent crime. You know, some murder rates have gone up 2,000% in these big cities. So it's not only defunding the police, but also these attacks on the police, which are really supported and abetted by a lot of these big city Democrat mayors. You also have police retreating now and pulling back, not engaging criminals, not being proactive because they don't have the public support, and that increases crime as well. And once again, it's the, you know, hardworking, honest black families that are the victims. You know, last year there was an increase of 1,200 homicides of black Americans. And that's all because of this incredible increase in crime that Black Lives Matter and the radicals are really at the bottom of.
Is fatherlessness a problem unique to the black community?
No, and, you know, as I touched upon, Todd, it's more prevalent in the black community. It's up to almost 70% nationwide, much higher in inner city areas. But that has grown in all other demographic groups. In Hispanic families, it's 52%. Now in white families, it's 28%, which is, as I said, higher than was first seen by Daniel Patrick Moynihan back in 65 when he saw the catastrophe coming in the black community. So it is spreading. It's becoming, a national crisis.
Finally, how can we encourage the black family to remain together and black fathers to stay and to raise their children?
Well, and I would say, it's something we need to do for all families. And there's a few things that we can institute to accomplish that. First, we have to stand strong and promote and defend the traditional family. This is absolutely essential that we fight for those values, because that's how we get, it's been going on for thousands of years. That is how you get a stable culture. It starts with the family. It starts with faith. It starts with the family. And you lose that, you lose everything. So first, I'd say we have to fight for those values. We also have to look at what's going on in schools, because these policies, critical race theory, all kinds of other leftist agendas are being pushed down on kids at a very young age that helps them really walk away from those ideas and break away from the family. And then finally, I'd say we really have to look at welfare and certain social policies that we have that actually encourage fathers to walk away. That's been devastating, particularly in the black community, but also in other communities as well. You've got generations of kids growing up without fathers, totally dependent on the government, and there's financial incentives, very perverse incentives, that drive those fathers out of that house, and that's something we have to stop.
Maury Richards is former chief of the Martinsburg Police Department in West Virginia. He holds a doctorate in adult education from Northern Illinois University, and he's author of a column for The Federalist titled, "For Less Policing, Black Communities Need More Married Fathers." You can read it on the Talk on Demand archives page at issuesetc.org. Maury, thank you.
Thank you, Todd. I appreciate the opportunity.
Up next on this Friday afternoon, a Christian response to progressive ideology with Noel Merry.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
I'm Chaplain Sean Denzer, Director of Worship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Congregations work hard to keep the Word of Christ dwelling richly in His disciples now and into eternal life. We work to help and support that effort. Learn more at lcms.org/worship. You'll find resources on the church year, Bible studies on the hymns of the day, audio helps for learning to sing our services, and look for worship planning resources to find the latest from LCMS worship. That's lcms.org/worship. May the Word of Christ dwell richly in you.
Your comprehensive source for information, teaching, and truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Hi, this is Rahema Kavuga, Synod Relations Manager of Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Are you an investor looking to support the bold and loving work of LCMS churches? Is your church or organization ready to do bold and loving work? This year, we have a ripe opportunity to bring Christ to a hurting world. Discover the role you can play in this great work. Call 800-843-5233 or visit lcef.org. That's 800-843-5233, lcef.org.
Faith Lutheran School in Plano, Texas is now enrolling for the coming school year. What makes us unique? A confessional Lutheran school offering a classical education for preschool through the 12th grades.
Faith Lutheran School features rigorous classes that incorporate a focus on wisdom, truth, virtue, and the historic Christian faith. Live online classes are also available for high school students worldwide. To learn more about Faith Lutheran School or to submit an application, visit flsplano.org. That's flsplano.org.